Hello and welcome to the No BS Approach to Motherhood podcast, hosted by Catherine Hay and Shelley McKenzie. We are both mothers and clinical nutritionists who specialize in women's health. We are here to not only bring you the most up-to-date nutritional and health advice when it comes to fertility, pregnancy, postpartum, and children's nutrition, but our main goal is to break through the BS that can come with motherhood. No topic is off limits, so grab a cuppa or a glass of wine and join us for another raw and real conversation surrounding motherhood.
This week's episode is proudly sponsored by Crumbled Foods, the most delicious little beauty bar that you can just throw in your handbag and take on the go.
Beauty Bites collagen bars combine illuminating and age-defining ingredients in a convenient single daily dose designed to help you look and feel more beautiful from the inside out. They are a delicious 100% natural, non-GMO and gluten-free bite-sized healthy snack that can be enjoyed anytime, anywhere.
So we're diving into today's episode and we're talking about you, mama, nourishing you from the inside out. So let's talk about quick convenience foods that we can throw in our handbag and just help nourish us, because when we are busy on the go with our babies, we want to ensure that we have something there to support our energy levels, but just also that's delicious and nutrient dense.
Yeah, for sure. So Cappy, you and I in clinic, we see a lot of mums particularly, and I'm not just saying mums do this, but it is very common. And since becoming a mum myself, I've never done this in my life until becoming a mum. But we don't prioritize ourselves. We don't prioritize our food, our meals. And I skip meals all the time. I've been through patches where I rely on coffee as my food. And it's not a food. Let's just state that. But, you know, like we are always rushing around after our kids. And I even said to you this morning, like just sharing what my morning looked like. By the time I got the kids out of the door at 9 a.m., like I hadn't put food in my mouth yet. I'd had a coffee, but I hadn't put food in my mouth. And I find it so challenging some days to eat if I am not organized. So today's episode is really about let's nourish you, because you are the little domino that is keeping your family going. And if you are not filling up your cup and just doing the basics, like eating food and nourishing yourself, even just eating food, you know, it is all going to come apart. And so today we really did want to just talk about quick and easy things. Let's even talk about us, Cappy, and how we get organized, because I honestly just know when I'm not organized in the kitchen, my week is just falling apart. And to be honest, like these beauty bites, I've literally eaten a box of them this week because I'm just not, they're delicious as you just tasted.
I've got one right, if you could see us, I've got one on the screen right now, and I was eating the white chocolate raspberry beauty bite and it is phenomenal. I haven't had this flavor before, so I've had other flavors, but this is delicious and so convenient because they're nice and small. This will fit in my handbag and it's not going to take up room like some of those big chunky protein bars that you have as well. So I'm very impressed with the Crumble beauty bites.
They're yum, right? But yeah, I've eaten a box this week because I wasn't organized in my kitchen. And so every second I was just shoving one of them in my mouth, which great, like they're good ingredients, right? But I'm not nourishing myself. Mm. And so, yeah, so let's talk about why it's important to eat. I think we don't even need to talk about it. We need to eat. But let's talk about ways, I guess, like let's give other women and mamas tips. Like, what do you do, Cappy, to prepare yourself for the week to ensure that you're eating, you know, meals and nourishing meals? Like, let's not just talk about the good stuff. Like, what do you do to prepare yourself?
Yeah.
Do you do anything?
Well, I have to, because like you, I'll run off coffee, which is not a food source. I'll run off just basic, you know, crackers and avocado and whatever's lying around if I haven't done a food shop and I haven't prepared, which I do not function well off. None of us do. So some things that I do that I've been really implementing this year are chia puddings with protein, overnight oats, whatever you want to call it, doing an overnight oat, overnight chia pudding specific recipe has been a game changer. So I do it for myself. Even my husband's on board, Nick's doing it for himself, and we do it for Sunny, especially on daycare days, because that's what she takes to daycare as her breakfast. So this is a combination of, you know, chia seeds, all fruits, nuts, protein powders, collagen, whatever we can really use to really pimp up that meal to make it a protein dense meal. But I just have to grab that in the morning, or I'll eat it before Sunny wakes up, and then I'll have my coffee. Or if I'm in a rush to get out the door and take Sunny to daycare, her breakfast is done, and I know mine's going to be sitting there when I come back, and I can enjoy it in peace as well. So that morning routine is so seamless and streamlined, because I'm not fussing over having to make a toast or any food preparation in the kitchen. It's already done. I've done it the night before. I love doing that. It really, really helps with my mental load the next day. Another thing that I do, which I also encourage in clinic, is pre-chop all my vegetables. Now, if I'm going to eat a really good lunch, good meaning in air quotes, just got my proteins, my fats, and my carbohydrates, I need to be prepared. Now, I only have 30 minutes a day for my lunch break when I'm in clinic. So I cut up my broccoli really finely. I cut up my cauliflower, my zucchini. I pre-cut all of these vegetables and keep them in a big container. So say if I only have that 30 minutes, I can quickly saute them down in a pan, add some 3 scrambled eggs or a couple of tins of tuna. Or if I have leftovers from the night before, I can add that into my vegetables to ensure I'm actually eating vegetables throughout the day. I generally always have salad ingredients, so lettuces, tomatoes, cucumbers, avocados. So again, I can pad out a bowl of some degree every single day for lunch, because lunch is the one where I will get unstuck if I'm not prepared as well. So dinners, Nick take cares of dinner, so I don't have to worry about that. And then I always like to have like my brown rice crackers, my cashew butters. You know, I love having different fruits in the fridge as well. So if I am hungry, if I am looking for that snack, I can have some brown rice cakes with cashew butter and some smashed up raspberries on top with a sprinkle of sea salt. It's delicious.
Yum.
And that's my 3 p.m. snack. So I do have to be prepared, and I do have to have done the shop for the week. But they're just some little tips that I do. What do you do, Shell? Because you obviously have 3 toddlers in tow as well. So it's a little bit, that beautiful chaos is a little bit more than my beautiful chaos.
Yeah. And this is, I go through waves. So in last week's episode, the prioritizing your peace, we talked about the coffee and breakfast. And so since you mentioned your flaxseed, I too have been doing that. So I've been doing like an overnight situation. However, last weekend we were away. Monday, I was like, yeah, I'm going to get myself sorted. And so I did a little meal prep on the Monday. But again, I sorted out the kids. I didn't sort out myself. So this week I have honestly been back in, I'm going to say, my old, in air quote, ways, because since probably having Lenny, like then I kind of never was there. But since Lenny, I definitely if I'm not organized, I'm not organized. So anyway, so things I've done. So I have been doing the overnight situation, which I find really good. With 3 kids, they want something different. So Lenny always wants breakfast, he calls it, which is like a porridge situation. So often I am cooking them a porridge and I add like LSA, oats, a heap of fruit, you know, coconut oil for the fats, all that kind of stuff. And then once I've got it off the stove, I add their collagen, peanut butter and everything. Honestly, like today was one of these days. I kicked them out the door and Lenny's breakfast was still on the table. And that's what I ate for breakfast this morning. I ate his scraps.
Oh, darling. Okay.
Because yes. I wasn't organized, right? And like even on the weekends, I mean, Macca sits down and he makes a beautiful breakfast normally on the weekends. Like normally Saturday, Sundays are his time to make everyone breakfast. And he'll say to me, do you want eggs? And I often just say no, because going and sitting in my bed with a coffee while he does the breakfast routine is my favorite thing. But it does. It means that I'm just not nourishing myself. So I did find the flax, the overnight chia with the flax seed and all of that was really helpful. I was just having a couple of teaspoons like we talked about in last week's episode and it was great. So I need to get my ass into gear and do that again. But yeah, normally that is just me eating it because my kids do want to wake up and they eat different things. It's frustrating, but I just can't avoid it because I, like if Van, for example, asked me for an egg in the morning, like I'm not going to say no because I want him to eat. Yeah. And I want him to get and like an egg. I'm like, yes, mate, you can have that, of course. Anyway, so mornings are really chaotic for me. Again, I always prioritize my coffee. I did like 2 weeks where I really tried to eat breakfast first and it was great. I felt great. Haven't done that again since. The other thing that we do on a weekend, we've started. So I had to have a conversation with Macca. I'm very lucky. I have a husband who loves cooking. He just doesn't get a lot of time, and he's not home in time to cook. Like, my kids are looking for food by 5, 5:30. So what we've started doing is we would always do our market shop on a weekend. So on a Sunday, he sits down and he does, or Saturday, he does our full meal plan for the week. So he writes down like every night what we're going to eat. And then he does on a Sunday, goes to the market, does the food shop, and he comes home and he cooks his own meals for that week, which he's started doing extra for me, because unless he's home, I literally won't eat lunch. Mm. And then he cooks Monday night's dinner, and he also chops up all of our meat. So say like we're doing, I don't know, a chicken dish that requires like chopped up chicken, he will chop all of it and freeze it in Ziploc bags. So all I have to do that morning is pull it out and put it in the fry pan and cook it. We're very much like one pot meals during the week. But yeah, that has just been really helpful. So even if you're doing that as your family, you know, that's your responsibility. I just think, like what you were saying with your veg and stuff, you have it all chopped up. Like, I just find that so helpful. But the other thing I've been doing is Macca will leave me leftovers or what have you, but I also don't like eating the same thing every day. And so I've also been picking a recipe out and just doing a bulk meal prep that's also kid friendly. So my toddler's like on a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, when I've got them at home with me, that's what we all sit down and eat for lunch. But yeah, again, like this week I didn't do that. And so I think I've eaten lunch maybe twice this week. But, you know, I'm just being really real. Like unless I am really prioritizing myself, thinking about my week ahead, it turns to shit, like all of yours. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not perfect just because I'm a nutritionist. And I will always prioritize my children and just forget to eat myself. So, yeah, there are a couple of things that up until the weekend we were away have worked really well for us. But now that that's also happened, I now know like we're away again next weekend. So now I know that I need to make sure regardless I'm prepared, whether that be on a Friday, I'm carving out an hour just to throw a few meals into the freezer and do a bit of prep work, you know, or a Sunday afternoon, Macca's doing that while I unpack or do whatever. Like, I now know that that has happened, because for like a while I was really good. I was in the flow until that weekend of going away, and it just threw everything. And that shouldn't happen, right? So
It does though. It's just life. And I was thinking about that today because I am going on annual leave next week. I'm off to Singapore, then Brisbane, and then Naruma for 2.5 weeks. But that first week, I'm toddler free and husband free. I'm going with my girlfriend. So this weekend is literally packing, because I don't get like packing for the trips, organizing Sunny and Nick, because I obviously want them to have something. So the load isn't always on Nick whilst I'm away, because I am away for a week. And then I was also like, okay, I haven't gone to the market. Usually I go to the markets every Saturday, but we're recording on a Saturday, so I've missed that. So I will now go to the fish shop, and I'm going to go and do all of that today. So I've got all of that ready to go for dinner tonight, but also for the rest of the week before I leave. And I'll do a big meal prep tomorrow. So they've got some things in the freezer whilst I'm gone as well, just to, again, help with that load during the working week, because it's a lot. And then if you are away, it gets thrown off and you're trying to pick up the pieces, but then you're so busy with work, kids, all the rest of it, that it is hard. So you're just kind of getting the bare minimum or the basics, like carton of eggs, or you need 4 cartons of eggs. So you're kind of getting those things just to, so you've got a little bit of protein, or you've got some tins of tuna in the cupboard that you can add to maybe a wrap or something, that so you're just getting through the days, you know.
Yeah, and that's it. And, you know, all of those things, like, you know, you mentioned your brown rice cakes, or just having like a good wrap. Like, I love the beef-free wraps. They're always in my fridge because at the very least I'll throw some eggs in there, maybe some veg if I've got it. Not always though, to be honest. I'll, you know, do a bit of Jeopardy, the bone broth mayo, and at least I know I've like hit my protein. And then maybe later in the day I might have a smoothie, or I might even just rely on a greens powder. Like, it just, you know, we're not perfect just because we're nutritionists. And I think organization is key. The amount of times I'm saying to mums, like, you need to organize, even if it's just carving out an hour in your week. The other thing is, there is some really good meal already pre-packaged foods, like meal prep pre-packaged on the market. So I really like Dynamic. I rely on them a lot. So Dynamic, you can buy just from Coles or Woolies. They're actually a cafe. They were They are a cafe here in Victoria, in Richmond, and they've gone out and started making their meals. Fox's Den is another one, which you can buy in your local IGA. They're cafes that are now doing prepackaged meals, and they're good quality for a prepackaged meal, right? And so I will also often, I didn't this week, but often I have some of them in my freezer so that if it is a week where I haven't organized myself, I can just throw one of them in the microwave or whatever, and at least I've got a meal, you know? So don't rule them off either.
And touching on that, there's a service called Butcher Crowd. Now, this is frozen meat that's all organic, wild-caught salmon. A lot of my clients are on Butcher Crowd. I've just recently, I haven't got it this month. I'm going to get it for next month because we are away for quite a period of time. But this is getting all your meat delivered to you frozen. So it's done and you can choose anything from fish, eggs. It's all there. It's an incredible service. I am blown away by the quality of Butcher Crowd. Obviously not sponsored, but I just like to share this information because if you have all your proteins there ready to go, it's so easy to bulk out and meal prep from those proteins that you have. And you can get a subscription each month, every 2 weeks. I think it may even come every week. I'm not quite sure on that. And then you're buying your fruit and your veg and your grain or whatever you need to bulk up your meals as well. So have a look at Butcher Crowd. I find I'm really loving what they're bringing out at the moment as well.
I'm going to look at that also. Yeah. It's great. That's right. And that's the thing, like just I think meal planning is essential to have an organized household. Like if we do not meal plan and we're just trying to wing it each day, like even if you get in something like Butcher Crowd, you know what meat you've got in your freezer, just pick some meals and then go and do your shop once a week. Like who's got time to go to the supermarket over and over again?
That's what Nick and I do. We're in this really awful habit of just going, what are we going to eat tonight? And then going to the supermarket every day to go and do something. And that's him doing it because I don't do the dinners. So, and we get tired. We're like, what do you want for dinner? And it's 5:30 at night, you know? And then last night he was getting the man flu and I was working ridiculous hours. So we're getting chaco chicken and chips because we were so underprepared. We hadn't done the big market shop and I haven't done the market now in the last 3 weeks. And I'm feeling a bit anxious about it because then I know I have to do all of that and I have to go to multiple places too to get all the bits that I want to get to do my proper food shop for the week. So yeah, preparation is absolutely key because I've fallen into a trap, especially this week, of just bringing it together. We had takeaway last night because we weren't prepared. We had takeaway on Monday night because we weren't prepared. We had charcoal chicken and chips on Thursday night because we weren't prepared. So it's been dismal in our household this week, very dismal.
And this is it. Work out your load. And obviously conversations, we're not just lucky. I mean, I'm lucky that my husband likes to cook, but I mean, we have conversations and there's times where I have to say, you're not pulling your weight in the kitchen or you're not pulling your weight inside. Like I need more help. You know, like I feel like you also have to have those conversations if you expect something. Do you know what I mean? Like it can't just always be on you either. So that's why like every Sunday, Maka wakes up, first thing, he's already got the meal prep done, like the shopping list done and just goes. He takes one of the kids and he's out of my hair. And it ends up being a really nice thing for him and Van or Lenny or whoever he's with to do as well, because he's also getting them involved. And it's like you, when you go to the market with Sunny, you're getting them involved in the process and kids will, and we've talked about this over and over, but kids eat more when they're involved in the whole process. You know, or at least the process of cooking something or helping you with something. Like they love it.
I love it. And we got takeaway last night from Fishbowl, which is like, I love Fishbowl. It's all around Australia. We've got one here in Burleigh Heads and they do a kid's snack box and it's seed salmon, edamame beans, carrot, a bit of brown rice and like a yummy satay sauce. So, and it's funny because that's a good healthy option for a takeaway meal. But Sunny loves it because she knows how much we eat salmon at home, you know? So she goes, oh, mummy, it's a salmon. We have that here. And it's really great that she can see that. And then she will want to eat that versus going, I just want my chicken nuggets and chips from the surf club or whatever. You know what I mean? So I think the more you can go food shopping, they start to relate that even into different takeaway options or things that I have noticed anyway, which I think is great.
For sure. And just to wrap it up, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, Prioritizing Your Peace, we do go into coffee and like you and I talked a lot, you specifically about the effects of eating breakfast, even though you didn't feel like you were having any symptoms of of coffee on an empty stomach. And then when you ate breakfast, you felt so much different. And, you know, so definitely go and listen to that episode as well, because I think it's a good one to kind of get you thinking about how your body is responding. Because yeah, as we said, when you're missing meals, when you're not eating, like I know I get agitated when I'm hungry.
Yes.
I get agitated when I'm not prepared, when the kids are all around me and I'm trying to make my lunch. Like it's not a good scenario. Then when I do sit down and eat my meal, I'm in fight or flight. So I'm not even absorbing half the nutrients. So as opposed to me having something ready, getting it, and then just sitting down and eating my meal, like that's so different to having to think about what I'm going to cook and cooking it on the spot with three toddlers running around.
Exactly. And I mean, you have three toddlers, so it's a lot more to that picture. If I get my toddler out of the space, it's just me, you know what I mean? And you always have toddlers with you at some degree. So, you know, it's just, I guess, trying to create that harmony and that flow, which works easier for you too, which there's many layers to it all. You know what I mean? There's so many layers to it all.
There is. So work out your household, work out what you need, what meal you're missing, and start there.
Exactly. The bare basics.
And just before we go, that also goes for water. Get a drink bottle, Cappy. Yeah. As I said that, you picked up your bottle. Get a drink bottle that you are going to drink out of and always have it in your handbag, because we need water.
That's it. It's so funny. I was buying a handbag. I was looking to buy a handbag the other day. I didn't buy it. I want to buy it. But anyway, I was like, does it fit my Frank Green water bottle in it? Because that is a deal breaker. That thing comes with me everywhere. And it did. So I'll probably go out and buy this handbag. But, you know, it's a little bit out of my price range at the moment. That's how obsessed with drinking water that I must have that water bottle fit my everyday handbag, because otherwise I won't take it with me and then I'm severely dehydrated if I'm out of the house.
Absolutely. And you've got it everywhere with you. It's at home. It's out with you. It's just habit now for you. So that's always. That's a great tip. Make sure your daily handbag fits your water bottle. And if it doesn't, go and buy one. All right, we'll wrap it up there. See you guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. That way we can continue to inspire and reach more mamas around the globe. If you would like to get in contact, request a guest or topic, then head to the No BS Approach to Motherhood Instagram page and send us a direct message. Otherwise, until next episode, stay sane, mama.